Back again here on News Talk 1490 WOSH. We're visiting with Lori. We talked about her with Dr. Jansen, but tell me your story. I'm interested to find out about you.
Well, I attended the free seminar that was offered, and after listening to Dr. Jansen explain the program, I determined that because it was individualized and customized for each patient, and because it was medically supervised, it had to work better than any other weight loss program.
Have you tried other weight loss programs in the past?
Yes.
You're
yes,
waiting for
yes.
that one, weren't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell me a little about your past successes and failures.
Always a success. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, the Grapefruit Diet.
Diet of the Week.
Diet of the Week, yes. Anything. Always with great success, but there was never the support or encouragement or... Nothing was ever final. There was never the end to it. It was, you finished your week program or month program or whatever program, and all of a sudden I was on my own with no help from anybody.
Mm-hmm. So you would reach a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Then did you find, like a lot of people, you yo-yo back to nearly your original weight again?
Sometimes yeah. more, yes.
So you became a professional dieter, just like
I
the
am.
Doctor said.
When he said that, everyone in the room shook their head yes.
In your case, you found yourself at a free seminar. Let me just ask about that. You came through the door. Did you have any expectations about a medical weight loss program at that time?
No. I don't believe at that time I realized it was medical. I just thought it was being offered here.
Dr. Dubek was the one who talked to you about the program then?
No. I had some elective surgery done in 2008, and I became kind of a regular at the Renaissance Spa, and I saw the advertisement.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, it isn't. It's a wonderful
yes.
thing.
There you go.
but I saw the advertisement and thought, I'm going to try that. I'm going to listen to the seminar, see what it says, and I was sold immediately.
Tell me about your success on this program. Where were you? Where are you going? You don't have to give numbers at all.
I was at probably one of my all-time highest.
All right.
And I started right after the seminar, and I believe that was in January, and I've lost 29 and a half pounds.
Well, you got
to
get
exact.
That half in there. Well, that's great. That's
I
great...
was going to say 30, but I...
So we're in mid-March right now when
yes,
we're recording
yes.
this. So roughly 10 weeks,
mm-hmm.
nearly 30
mm-hmm.
pounds,
mm-hmm.
29
mm-hmm.
and a half to be exact.
Yes,
so that's
yes,
great. That's
yeah.
a great result.
And I feel thrilled. I'm just thrilled.
Does it make your life easier being at this
yes,
weight?
Yes, everything. And I'm, you know, I've got a lot to go yet. Everything is easier. Walking is easier. Tying my shoes is easier. Cleaning is easier. Stairs are easier. Everything's easier. Plus, I feel better.
Feel better about yourself,
yes,
I think, at the same
yes,
time, not just
yes,
physically.
Not physically.
But you feel more confident as a result
yes,
of this.
Absolutely.
Lori's along with us. I want to ask you a little bit about the support here. You talked about the gals and the guys here at the Renaissance Center and Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. What does it mean to have a team surrounding you as you continue on with the school?
They're amazing. I didn't believe it could be as nice as it is. Each week that I come, there's no one else in the waiting room, and I feel like I'm the only person in the entire building. Everybody is encouraging and supportive, and they just make it easy. They just make it easy.
Now, as far as once you hit your goal, you
mm-hmm.
think you'll get the same type of support thereafter
sure.
as
mm-hmm.
a result?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as the food, I've got to ask you about the food.
Okay.
Frankly, people would eat sawdust if you could convince them it would lose weight. But let's talk a little about
okay.
What types of foods do you have? How is the food? A lot of us love our food. We've got to know about
yes,
it.
Yes, I love my food. the program I'm on is protein shakes, protein bars, and there are protein soups available also. I have shied away from the soups. The bars and the shakes are great with the prescription. I am not hungry at all.
I was going to ask you about that.
I am not hungry. It seems somewhat foreign for me not to be eating all the time because I love to eat. But and when I do eat, it certainly isn't since January, we have gone out for dinner and gone to parties. I just eat far less than I ever did before, because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I got to weigh myself on Thursday. I don't want to disappoint myself. I don't want to disappoint the girls. So it's...
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of success already. And do you find yourself some days feeling like you're getting too much food? I've heard that comment as well from people, that actually because you're eating every couple of hours, it seems like, boy, I got a lot to eat
today. Yes, yes, yes.
to stay on the program.
But again, as I said, I'm never hungry, so it doesn't... I don't have a uncomfortable full feeling when I'm on the program. I just feel good all the time.
Or if you talk to other people about this particular program, because I know there are a lot of people out there spending lots of money trying mm-hmm. to get to the weight they want to be at, to get to their true self, as they so to say
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
Have you talked to friends about this?
Yeah,
and what's been the reaction? Because I think everybody,
yep.
since January,
mm-hmm.
oh, Lori's looking
wow,
good.
Wow, you look good. What's going on? And I've told them. They're interested. They want lots of little information, tidbits.
Maybe let them on the secret a little later?
I'll share my secret a little bit later.
There you go. Now, there's exercise involved in the program. Mm-hmm. Were you much of an exerciser before? Is it much of a challenge to you? Because the doctor talked a little about exercise
in
your case.
I walk. And
that is exercise.
Yeah, not power walk, but walk.
Yeah.
And I did, I know that I've got to do some weights and things, but right now I'm focusing.
Well, the thing I want to bring across to people is we're not going to get you in army boots and make
you walk all over the place and
challenge hills. You don't become a marathoner
no.
as a result of this program.
Absolutely
exercise
not.
Is a component, but then again, it's not too much exercise.
Correct. It's an easy walk, half-hour walk, 20-minute walk. Whatever I can fit in with my schedule, it's great. It's perfect.
Lori, congratulations on
Thank
your success. You. Anything you'd like to add about the program?
No. If you're interested, please call. It's a fantastic, fantastic program.
Sounds good. Let me give the number again, 233-1540. There are free seminars coming up. No obligation at all. You can walk in and find out more. Even if you're not a professional dieter, you can come in, okay? The seminars are March 30th and April 21st, 4:30 in the afternoon at the Renaissance Center here on Witzel in Oshkosh. Thanks again, Lori, and the best of luck. You
thank
look
you.
Great.
Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to talking to you in a couple more months.
All right.
You
thank bet. You.
Thank you again.